In joint air surface action, perfection in teamwork is required. Aircraft will keep surface craft notified of any indications of the submarine's position. Aircraft will guide surface craft to the position by use of radio, blinker, surface markers, or zooming the spot. Aircraft should stand ready to attack the submarine if brought to the surface by surface craft attack. When the expendable buoy is used during joint air surface action, it will be necessary for you to distinguish between the sounds of the submarine and the surface craft. In the following examples, you will hear the sounds from a submarine and a destroyer escort. First, the submarine alone. Speed, 3 knots. Range, 500 yards. Next, the destroyer escort. Speed, 15 knots. Range, 2,000 yards. And now, both the sub and the DE. In the first part of the example, the sub is lying to at periscope depth 500 yards from the buoy. The DE is at a distance of 1,500 yards. During the example, the sub starts its motors and speeds up to 5 knots. The submarine sounds are so loud that they mask the DE sounds. Assume that you have picked up a submarine over a buoy. You have narrowed down the area of search and have reported the sub's approximate location to a destroyer escort, which is now approaching the area. At first, the signal from the sub will be stronger than that of the DE. The sub is 600 yards from the buoy. Speed, 5 knots. The DE is 1,000 yards away, and its signal is drowned out by the sub. As the DE comes closer at a speed of 10 knots, its signal gradually becomes audible until it predominates over the sub's. Listen for the fast prop beat of the sub and the slow prop beat of the DE. Range of DE, 600 yards. Sub, the same. If the surface craft fails to establish contact with the submarine or loses contact during an attack, it may withdraw from the area and direct the aircraft to resume searching and tracking procedures.